Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, thank you for tapping in. Follow wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple and Spotify listeners, rate and write a review. I got a returning guest, special guest, Demonde. He's a podcast pro. Two new guests, podcast versions, actually. My boy Brandon and my boy Kalan, both of our good friends. Welcome both to ASAP.
Thank you.
All three of you guys.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Three distinguished black men that I look up to. A little bit. But so we're going to have fun. We've been drinking. What do you bring us in here?
Tequila.
What kind?
I wish I can pronounce it. Haradura?
Oh, God. He bought us some corner store.
Well, it's like Palm Springs leftovers.
It ain't Jose, so
the U.S. is the number one consumer of tequila in the world.
I believe that. Whenever I spent time in Europe, I never saw much tequila.
Yeah. They said we drink more tequila than Mexicans, people from Mexico, anywhere in the world.
Oh, wow.
In America.
Yeah. And what he said tacos too, right?
And they don't even drink Jose Cuervo in Mexico. I was asking for Jose Cuervo shots. They were like, oh, we don't have that. What?
So I bring that up because we're drinking. We're drinking this, right? That was Blanco, right?
That is Blanco.
Okay, so Blanco, you mix with drinks. What's the second one called?
Reposado.
Reposado.
Two types of reposado, yeah.
Okay, reposado, you do shots. You could do, that's what you do for shots. Mm-hmm. And then what's the other one called?
Añejo.
Añejo.
Yeah, the one you sip.
The top tier, you sip. Yeah. You just sip.
Almost like a
cone. Did you guys know that?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
Because it's based on the age.
Tequila education.
So, reposado is maybe like, well, how about this? It's age, but not as age as Añejo. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Añejo is the oldest.
Yeah.
So the silver or the blanco is like 11 months aged, and then everything else from 11 months to fucking 12 years is what you could take sips of or take shots of. I was like, wow. So the darker the tequila is the one you want to take a shot of or take a sip of.
Yeah.
And they was talking shit about, what's that stuff y'all be drinking?
Oh,
Casamigos?
No, they didn't talk about Casamigos. What's it called? Azul or something?
Oh, Azul tequila?
What's the tequila in the...
The
nice
with,
bottle.
With the bale on the top of it. I've never had it. So.
My brother gets Casa that. Azul.
Don Julio. It's not Don Julio.
I don't think I've ever
Casa Azul.
Casa Azul.
Yeah, it has a little silver thing.
They was talking less about that. Yeah. It was like it's
They say you pay $300 for the bill.
Yeah.
For the bottle. It is a beautiful bottle, though.
Then tequila just comes. What we do here at ASAP is we have a little fun. So this was just tailored for two people, but we have two extra guests. We have a ghost who's not on the mic yet, but we have Brandon here who joined us. So what I'm going to do is... Actually, let me keep it the same way it is, and I'm going to have you jump in. It's five questions, okay? Five questions. I'm going to switch it up. So, Kalan, you go first, and since this is your first time here, and Demonde, you go after. Kalan, Demonde. And the last question, five questions, you guys pay attention. we're all going to kind of join in on the conversation. Four choice questions, you only pick one, okay? You can't pick two. You can't be in between, okay? Kalon, Los Angeles or Atlanta?
Los Angeles.
Why not Atlanta? So your thoughts on... Wait, hold on. Your thoughts on LA has changed from when I first met you to now.
They have.
So that's very, like, elitist and elitist. Economical. Because you're making money that you weren't making. Hold on. So this is true. So listen, so you weren't making the money you're making now, your first stint in LA, and now you're making the money that you're making now, and it's a completely different experience for you. Does that have a lot to do with it?
I would say that has a small part to do with it.
What changed from the first go around to the second one? Because the first time we ran you out of here and you came back.
I wouldn't say you ran me out of here. I don't get ran out of places. But what I will say is that my experience is just a lot different. I'm looking at it from a different lens, and I think that a lot of it was due to the fact that the people that I connected with my first time here, it just really wasn't a good vibe. And so, you know, now I've connected with a lot more people who are, you know, goal-oriented and really, you know, working as masters in their craft and doing really great things, you know, out in the community. So that is really important to me at this stage in my life. So I think it's all about really the connections in LA and who you meet and hang out with.
So who were the people before?
A lot of implants, I would say. You know, most of the people that I hang out with now are genuinely, you know, born and raised either in California or in Los Angeles. So there is a distinct difference between the people who, you know, flew here versus the people who grew here.
Right. I mean, we hear that all the time, right? Alvin is, he's going to be on the mic later. It's so funny because the last episode I posted, shout out to Queen, she said, too, she's from New York, and she was like, her experiences with people who are from here.
I noticed that I do get close to LA natives because they're more realer to me. See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? My spirit takes natives. All of the natives are the people that I'm closest to. Those are the people who I love, and those are the people who are in my life, the natives.
That's like every place, because I hear the same thing about people from Atlanta. People who are from Atlanta are cool as fuck, and the people that move to Atlanta from other places, well, fuck it. Wouldn't you agree, Brandon?
I agree.
Yeah, you know, so.
Because I feel like people take on personas of what they think that particular city is.
Right.
And so.
But you're an implant too.
In LA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would you say what he said is true? Like the experiences you have with the people that are from here are.
Mm-hmm. Most of my dearest friends in LA are from LA.
Right.
Like I don't have a lot of friends who moved here.
Demonde, podcast or TV? And I won't get mad with your answer.
TV.
Why TV?
I like to escape reality, and TV helps me do that. So I like to watch scripted TV shows. I don't really watch the reality shows. I like to watch scripted shows with a plot, with a twist, because, I mean, we all live real life every single day.
Right.
You know, so I don't need to sit at home and I just want to kind of, when I'm watching TV, which is rare, right? When I do watch TV, I kind of want to just chill and escape. I listen to my podcast and stuff at the gym. I listen to both.
Oh, when you're driving, right?
When I'm driving, I like to listen to podcasts. But when I'm like just chilling and relaxing, I want to just watch TV, a good show, and just kind of escape.
You know, it's funny. I said this to you earlier. It kind of stuck with me. I love 48. I love Cops. I love a fucking investigative cop show, Who Got Murdered, and I like to watch it. He don't watch it at all. You're in law enforcement, and what you said to me is like, I work this every day. I don't want to fucking watch it on TV.
I don't need to watch the news. I see the people that y'all watching on the news. I'm there in my custody every day. I don't need to watch reality TV.
First 48.
I want to get away.
Y'all remember the black girl on First 48, that black lady? I think she was on the Memphis shows. You know what I'm talking about? Never mind. Okay. Kalon, who is eating first, you or the kids?
The kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Brandon, what do you say about that?
About what?
Who's eating first? You or the kids?
My kids.
Demonde, what do you got to say about that?
I mean, in my household, growing up, my dad always ate first. But it was just me, my mom, and my dad. I'm an only child. My mom would make my dad play first, and she'd give me mine. And I knew there was a science behind it. I still don't know what it is today. That's why I'm like, why are you asking this question? But I'm going to eat first before the kids. Because we all going to eat.
Wow.
I bought the food. We all going to eat.
We ate in my house, mom, dad, three kids, whoever got to the food first. Oh. We didn't have like a structured dinner time.
I was rich.
Or maybe it's up until a certain age. I think I will let my kids eat first until maybe like 10 or 11.
I think maybe at a certain point the kids should be cooking for you.
Right.
Maybe, you know.
That's crazy because I ate last. No, I mean, I ate before my mom.
I just don't remember that growing up. I don't remember that being a thing.
What made you ask that? Is that a thing? Is that?
Because I seen something earlier today and was like, who's eating first, the man or the kids? And it was a big debate. And I was like, whoa. I just don't, I don't remember that being a thing. I remember just eating whenever you want to eat. Dinner ready. Let me make your food.
I mean, don't get me wrong. While I'm preparing dinner, I'm definitely snacking on something, you know. Yeah.
But I will say, I feel like my mom would let me eat before her, whereas my dad, I think that he would be like, "I'm eating."
That's for yourself. That's definitely true as well.
Demonde and Kalan and Brandon.
Okay.
It's about to be a fight.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Sigmas, alphas, or kappas? Who's better? Y'all ain't got no pride, huh?
You don't want me to answer first. You don't want me to answer first.
I think you should answer first.
I mean, I
don't think you want me to answer first.
I've been in the game for too long. I'll be 15 years as a Sigma this year. Long time. Of course my organization is the best, you know? Of course it is.
Which one was here first?
I mean, his. Alpha Phi Alpha.
Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
But I've been here before him. So we're going to talk about this. No, every organization got an amazing
Which one was
history.
Martin Luther King in?
Alpha.
Oh, wow.
So that makes him the best?
No, it don't, but... I mean,
Beta Sigma chapter 1959.
What about you, Brandon? What do you got to say about it? Mr. Kappa. So I'm not even going to have you answer that question.
Introduce us first before we get into it.
Okay, so Demonde, they already know you. Demonde is a Sigma, Brandon is a Kappa, and Kalan is an Alpha.
06 to my brothers at Aiden Mulanda chapter in Gastonia, North Carolina.
I'm not Greek or anything like that. So this was fascinating to me because the school I went to PWI, wasn't a big deal. And they tried, I was approached, but I was like, let me start my own because I didn't know the history behind any of it. You see what I'm saying? So then I meet these incredible men and all three of these guys are a part of these black organizations. And I would like to dive into that because, like, why? What was the reason? Like, what's the benefit of it? You know, the history. Why did you connect with which one you connected with? The stereotypes and the bullshit about it. You know what I mean? Who's been in the game the longest? How long you been a Kappa?
Spring 09.
Fall 08.
Oh, wow. So, Demonde.
But we should go with the first fraternity. You got to pay your homage.
Oh, wait. Okay. So, yeah, what order are we going?
We should go with.
Wait.
Alpha,
then who's,
Kappa,
then,
Alpha Kappa
Sigma. Who came after him?
Alpha Kappa Sigma.
Oh, so you're the last.
Not the last.
Not the last.
Not
no,
last.
No disrespect.
The last
now.
Is Iota's.
1963 is
you
the
don't
last.
Don't have any Iota's
but...
in the room.
Oh. What's it called like that?
Omega?
That the girl's like. Who's the one to make the monkey sound?
Oh, God. Yeah, well, we're changing that image, so.
Oh, that was you.
We're changing that image.
Okay.
Yeah, that was something that should not have, that started, that should not have.
So, okay, the question I have for you, and a lot, stuff could be edited out. Why did you join this organization of all the organizations? Which, why was this one the one that, like, stuck out to you?
I think it was the fact that, for me, when I, after I did my research, I found that there were so many great and intellectual thinkers in Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
Right.
And a lot of these thinkers led really powerful movements that helped impact, shape, and even marginally, you know, improve the conditions for Black people.
Right.
And for me, that's what really touched me in a way that said I wanted to be a part of that movement, even if I was walking behind it.
Right. At this age, though, because usually when people get into that, they're young.
There were,
I'm not saying you old, but
yeah. No, I'm 45. There are people who are older than me, you know, in my process.
Right.
That
wow,
really wanted to make this at this stage of their life, you know, an important factor so that
right.
they could also contribute to the ideals, the aims. You know, and the mission of, you know, what it means to be an alpha man.
Right. I have a friend, you guys know her, she's an AKA. So she did it late too. And I asked her, I said, why'd you do it late? She said, because I want to hurry up and finish school and get my career going. And she said, I couldn't do no extra stuff. She wasn't a part of any groups or any type of extracurricular activities or anything like that. So she said that she went graduate chapter. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, graduate.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Or alumni.
And she said she had the time to do it. And, you know, she was established. She had her money right. She didn't have to worry about school too much because she was just coasting through to get her master's. And she went through with the AKA thing. You said that there were a lot of older guys in your...
I won't say a lot, but there were some. There were some older men, you know, in that were a part of my process that... wanted to do this
right.
and waited their whole lives to be able to do it.
How long is the process, though, for you to start?
Every organization is different, you know, but it can range from months to years.
And each school or area region has, like, a different chapter or something?
Every organization organizes themselves differently. So right. some call their, you know, specific area state. Some call them regions. Some call them areas, districts. There's a lot of different terminology that floats between different organizations.
How does it feel being a part of the organization now?
Amazing. For me, I was always someone who was adverse to kind of the unknown.
Right.
And going through this process, you have to submit to a lot of unknowns and a lot of uncomfortable situations that you can't control. I'm also a control freak.
Right.
So being in that position was really uncomfortable for me in a lot of ways, but it also helped me develop a muscle that I didn't know I had.
Right.
I agree with that part. Yep.
Okay, so being honest, I've known you for some years now, and you're successful. You have an amazing career. You do what you want to do. You got the financial freedom that most of us dream of. When I think of these organizations, I think of, like, networking, and I think of, like, jobs, and I think of, like, benefits of joining an organization. And you have everything. So I was like, it's kind of confusing for me. You know what I mean? I was like, what was the point of him, a person who has everything already? You have the house, the picket fence, the job, the cars, the travel, the property. You know, you have a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're kind of in your coasting stage, right?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think that every bit of life is a journey.
Right.
And this is just a part of the journey I just decided to take.
Bucket list?
I won't necessarily say bucket list. It wasn't something I could not leave the earth without. But I will say that it was just something that I wanted to do.
Right.
And it came to me at what I think is a really good time in my life.
Okay.
And it just...
part of your legacy.
I'm not part of a legacy, no.
No,
I'm the first.
I'm saying, no, the legacy you're creating is...
Well, yeah. Yeah, your
lifetime movie is going to include Alpha. Well, or not lifetime.
But, probate.
Okay, your BT
lifetime.
Plus movie, my bad.
I hope it does.
BT Plus, $5.99 a month. I mean, okay, so that's a great answer. What about you, Brandon? Like, what was your reason for joining your organization?
Well, being from the South, I mean, Greek life is kind of like the fabric of society in a sense.
Right.
And so, like, a lot of my family members were Greek. And so it was almost expected that I would be Greek because, you know, that was just the norm, you know, just go to attend an HBCU and pledge.
Wait, what school did you go to?
Alabama Agricultural and Mechanical University.
Oh, wow. I thought you went to Morehouse. You went to Morehouse?
I went to Morehouse for 2 years. I didn't graduate from there.
Okay. And you went to Alabama, what is it called?
A&M University.
Okay, but say all that, what you said?
Agricultural and Mechanical University.
Okay, so, and you come from a family, a line of people, Black Greeks. Were they Kappas too, or?
No, actually, I'm the only one.
So what was your dad one?
No, he considered pledging Alpha, but he never went out for it. Oh.
So what was the reason? Okay, it was part of the fabric, being from the South, but... you just knew.
Yeah, I just grew up around it. It was just a part of my family. A lot of my family members were Greek, and so modeling what they did when they were in college, I felt like I had to do it.
Why that organization though?
For me, it was, I'll be honest, I feel like it was a little bit of stereotype. In the beginning, but when I researched the organization, you know, achievement in every field of human endeavor, I felt like I resonated the most with that.
Right.
And because I feel like I'm an achiever and I always try to be the highest achiever in everything that I do. And so that has always resonated with me and continues to resonate with me today.
What's the stereotype? Yo, since I got your attention, if you haven't, make sure you follow the spot wherever you listen to podcasts, and Apple and Spotify listeners. Don't forget to rate and write a review. And what about Sigma? What made you choose that organization?
I think for me, I was a first-generation college student. So before I even picked which college I was going to, I had a... my parents was like, my mom was... You're going to stay close wherever you go. my dad was like, "Is you're going to go to college or you're going to get out and pay rent?" There was no push to just do more than go either go to college or go find a trade or find something to do. But I had a track coach in high school, and he was alpha. And he was like, I was getting all these acceptance letters. I was very, very good in high school. He's getting all these acceptance letters, and he's like, hey, I'm an alpha, you know, so whatever you do, whenever you go to college, pledge a fraternity. He never pushed alpha, but he always pushed doing something. He's like, do a black fraternity, do a black fraternity. So I got into a lot of schools. I got into a bunch of HBCUs, but I ended up going to a PWI. I went to the University of California, Davis, UC Davis. By Sacramento, and I was kind of forced to go there. My mom was like, this is where you're going. It's a good school. It's beautiful. You don't need to go to Howard. I had gotten to Howard. You need to go over there. That's too far. I need my baby and my only child, blah, blah, blah. So I went to UC Davis, and I just remember what my track coach said. He said, pledge alpha, pledge something, pledge fraternity, do whatever you do. So I did my research. I felt like Sigma was the only organization that I felt like I fit in with.
Right.
I was all about my scholarship. I was all about my grades. But I cared about my image, too.
So Sigmas are the smartest, like...
No, I'm not going to say that. That's not what we're... I don't know.
What's the Sigma stereotype?
I'm going to keep it real with you, because I'm not one to sugarcoat or lie or bullshit you nerds. Not smart nerds, but just like...
About their books.
Not about their books, but just like everybody's friend. I would say that they were everybody's friend. I joined them because I felt like I was different from them. I didn't even look at Kappa because I felt like I had to be a role. I had to play a role. Right. I didn't look at Q because I felt like I had to play a role. Alpha, yeah, I didn't want to do that. And we didn't have Iotas at my school. So Sigma was like the perfect choice for me.
Right.
And... yeah, I pledged at 19. Have no regrets.
So, like, when you, Brandon and Demonde, you guys are young in school, pledging freshman year, college, or whatever. Do you think about, like, oh, this is going to get me a job and I'm going to be successful? Was that, like, a thought? Me not being a black Greek, that's the only thing I think of is, like, networking and being placed in some type of position or something like that. Then Kalan comes in and just changes my whole thought process of why people join these organizations, you know, and that's curious to me, you know. So did you think that as a 19-year-old freshman going into school that, okay, I finished, my brother's going to put me in this position, or my sister, because you guys refer to the sorority girls as sisters, right?
Well, they do. You,
some of them.
Yeah, oh, we do.
Was that a thought? Or
I would say yes. At that young age, if you are an ambitious student and you're involved on campus, you know, you are looking to network and make connections, and you're all about upward mobility, especially, you know, going to a HBCU.
Right.
You really want to capitalize on finding people who are going to uplift other black folks. So, yeah, I would say that was one of the reasons why I joined. And you got to think, I joined or pledged in the South and in Alabama.
Right.
And so that, in Alabama, Greekdom is social currency.
Okay.
Yeah. I 100% agree. It's like, at least with my school, I had to seek out the blacks. I had to seek out people who were African American who had interests like me.
Because only 600 people went to UC Davis.
Out of 30,000 students, 600 people were black. So you had to find those black folks who were in organizations.
Right.
And when you found them, the first thing they said was networking, career advancement, opportunities. And as a 19-year-old sophomore student, you want to do whatever you can to finish college first and get a top paying her a good job. So I'm going to do what I can. So that's how I got sold. And I'm happy with it. You know, it got me to where I am right now. A lot of opportunities. But when you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, of course, that's what works.
That's dope. I mean, that's what I thought. I thought about girls, party, And then I get out and I just get this amazing salary job. And it'll guarantee.
It don't happen like that, though.
I mean.
But I also think that these organizations are what you make it.
Right.
And depending on who the person is and what they want to glean from it will determine how they show up in the organization, how they benefit from the organization. So I think it really depends. It differs from person to person. It's hard to say that everybody reaps the same benefits, have the same experience, because you have some folks who love their Greek experience, right. And then you have those who feel like it's the worst thing they've ever done. So it just really depends on the person and how they were brought up through the organization.
So I'm going to assume too that region has a lot to do with the two.
You said
so
what?
It depends on the job too. Like, okay. I've had frat brothers who have told me, hey, apply to this law enforcement agency. Just apply. But you can't get me into a job that requires eight to ten different exams.
Right.
If I fail an exam, you can't pull me and make me into the job. So it's all about how your drive. You know what I'm saying? What I've learned most about my fraternity and how I move throughout my fraternity is just lifelong friendships and brotherhood and just lifelong people who I would have in my life if I were to fall on hard times, if I were to need somebody to help out a family member. That's more important than any networking for in a career advancement than you can ever find. Because I know if I ever lost my job, I can go stay with my line brother who got a 10-bedroom house because he's in the CEO somewhere. And that's just as good as you getting me a job because you're keeping me on my feet.
Yeah. Right.
So, what about you, Brandon? Like, is that the same way you kind of looked at it? So this is for all you guys. So when I think of like Black Greek, you from the South, you did your bit in the South or whatever. It's a little bit different. It's way different out there in the South than it is on the West Coast. You know what I mean? So I do see. So Kalan, to your point, if you lived in the South and you did this at this age in the South, I see it more beneficial the way I'm looking at it, the way I looked at fraternity versus you living in L.A.
You know, I just say that, you know, every region attracts
a different culture
of talent and different types of culture, different types of people.
I agree with that.
You know? So, you know, it's all about basically whatever it is that you identify with, that's what you're going to gravitate to.
Right. Are there any well-known Sigmas that we know?
Yeah. George Washington Carver.
That's the peanut butter.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Really?
Yeah. Wayne Brady. So
Bill Clinton is an honorary member?
He is an honorary member.
Are there any famous like Kappas that we know?
I mean, a lot of them are like entertainers, like Cedric the Entertainer.
Okay, so he doesn't fit the stereotype.
I mean, but when you look, I'm pretty sure when you look at us in our entirety, we probably don't look at
very diverse, right? So what prompted this whole thing, though? Because I was curious,
that's good, though, that we're moving away, though.
What's your definition of a stereotype, Bert? You think of Cedric the Entertainer, he's an entertainer, confident, smart, funny, popular, famous. What are you thinking of then when you see a
Kappa? So when they say Kappa, they always say light-skinned, pretty boy.
There we go. That's what I was hoping you'd say.
But Sean, that's a good thing that we're moving away from that because we have very toxic stereotypes.
So is Cedric the Entertainer, he's not honorary. He's a real...
Yeah, we don't have any honoraries.
Okay. Part 2 of this episode will air next week, so please make sure you follow wherever you listen to podcasts and Spotify and Apple listeners. Don't forget to rate 5 stars and write a review. And before you go, follow me at NotSeanAllen everywhere in the pod page at HereASAP, or just follow the links in the description of this episode.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.